Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Danny, I've got your number. I need to make you mine. Danny, don't change your number.
And a little Tommy Two-Tone bringing this back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being part of my day. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Marcia Egan, founder and CEO of the Egan Group, the author of Inbox Detox, and the person who got one of the great American weeks started 9 years ago. Right, Marcia? Marcia, I mean, this is on everybody's lips right now, isn't it? What's coming up?
Well, I don't know if it's on everybody's lips, but it certainly is gaining traction. And this is the ninth annual. And, yes, my firm started this, and it is in the Chase's calendar of events.
All right.
And please don't laugh. It is the International Clean Out Your Inbox Week.
How about that, folks?
And it is a week to focus on getting not only you, but everyone in your office to clean out the inbox. Mm-hmm. I'm not talking about sent mail, but when that inbox is clean, your stress goes away.
What does that mean? What does that mean, clean?
Empty. It means empty.
You mean no, all right, so where are all those emails that came into my inbox?
Okay, well, here's the deal. This is what I tell people. Emptying your inbox doesn't mean working every item, but it means putting them somewhere where they're out of your sight.
So you say every email that comes in that you and you look at it and deal with it, you should put it in some folder.
Yes, you should. And
every one.
Well, the biggest folder is the delete folder.
Right.
We have a few D's here. One, you're going to delete. You're probably going to delete half of the emails. The second is defer. And what I tell people to do is anything that requires your action, create a folder called action folder. Mm-hmm. Put it in the action folder instead of leaving it in your inbox, because people spend so much time scrolling up and down, and they know they're not going to work something, but they're still looking at it. Put it in an action folder, and when you do that, also set a reminder for when you need to look at that item.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, you need a report for the end of the month. You're not going to do it today, but you might do it on the 25th of the month. So you set a reminder for the 25th.
You know what I do? If you have, I don't have a lot of people, but I do have some peeps working for me, with me. Sometimes one of my reminders is one of them. And so I'll say, if I know I need some help with it, I'll send it over to them and I'll say, be sure to see me about this tomorrow or whatever. And I put it on their plate. And then,
well, you just did the third D, which is delegate.
There you go. Okay. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to get ahead of you.
Oh, no. But, yeah, you just did, but that's great. And then the fourth one is do. And what I like to say to people is, if it takes you 2 minutes or less, handle it no matter what. But if it takes more than 2 minutes, then triage it for when you need to work it. And the one D we don't want to have is to defer the decision.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are a lot of people who open an email and go, oh, I'm not going to do that today, and then close it up. And sometimes they mark it unread, so they read it the next day.
Right, right.
It's a real productivity sapper, I'll tell you.
Yeah, well, my problem is I don't have a problem getting rid of the trash. And get rid of spam that didn't get collected, connecting the filter. And then, of course, I deal with a lot of email that come in. I respond to them. But what I do, I don't get rid of my inbox has a lot of email in it, because I want to be able to sort through it and search through it over the next few months to go back and see what, you know, to see what came in 6 months ago. I use that all the time. And I'd rather not it be in a folder until I'm sure I'm not going to use it, which is at least 6 months from now.
Yeah,
what do you think?
Exactly.
What do you think about that?
I agree. And that's a good practice. And
so I do have folders, but my inbox does keep quite a bit of email in it until, but as I said, they're usually never older than a year, sometimes usually about 6 months.
Well, the inbox is probably the most dysfunctional kind of to-do list you could have.
Yeah.
Because you're relying on how other people titled the subject.
Mm-hmm.
You're not even writing, you know, the reminder to yourself. So it's we have a lot of information on Inbox Week at inboxdetox.com. So I hope that your listeners will get a chance to at least consider emptying their inbox. They have a whole week to do it. It's
right.
Always the last week in January.
What do you, you know, email is still such a great and wonderful tool, but the younger generation doesn't like using email, do they? The millennials. How do you, any suggestions for how to encourage them to use email, to stay on email?
Well, yes and no. The millennials need to join the world as the world is working, and email is the primary business correspondence tool.
Yep.
So when they come out of college, even though they're used to IMing everybody,
mm-hmm.
they need to learn to join the world and learn that people don't respond immediately. Because if they're responding immediately, they're just sitting there waiting for emails to come
right.
in, and they're not being productive. And it's a bit of a culture shock for the millennials. It really is.
Yeah, we've seen that before. And also, you know, they have to learn that some customers want to do business by email. And
yeah.
if they're handling customers, they have to make sure that they focus on that. Hey, Marcia, give us the website one more time, please.
InboxDetox.com.
Good job, Marcia. Come back soon.
I hope so.
Marcia Egan, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages, 29 after. I'm Jim Blass again. Here's Joe Cocker. Thanks, son.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.